The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. Today's show is going to be really interesting because I'm going to take you all the way back to the 1990s. We were globally in the middle of something called the Cold War. Now, I was serving in the United States Army. My job was to prepare to go fight in that Cold War, to go fight the aggressors, to do what is necessary to protect our nation and our core competencies of our way of life. My guests today, they were stuck behind the Iron Curtain. They were stuck in a communist country. They were looking for a way to get out. And then in the 1990s, you know what happened? The wall, it came down. The wall came down. And my guests had an opportunity to come to America. They had an opportunity to leave the lifestyle that they had and exchange it for a lifestyle in the United States of America. Now, they got to the United States of America, and they didn't go on the social welfare programs. What they did was they got busy. They got busy studying, understanding, getting involved with whatever they needed to get involved with to get a job so that they could earn a living wage. And they earned that living wage. And over time, they became Americans. They absolutely became Americans. So on my show today, I'm not hiding my guests from the communists. We're not worried about the communists anymore. What we're worried about is we're worried about the employer. See, here's the thing. A little over a year ago, my guests became members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and they went to work changing what they are doing for investing. They migrated away from what they were doing to what they're doing now, which is investing in multifamily assets, and they've got a lot of them. They've got a lot of them. They've only been members for a little over a year, and they're in 16 different real estate deals. So why don't we do this? Why don't we step back? Why don't we invite John and Jane Doe onto today's show, and let's get into their story, because this is a really interesting story. John, Jane, or whoever you might be, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Outstanding. So did I get your story right, or did I totally mess that up?
No, you're 100% correct. We came here some years or whatnot ago, and we came under the what's known the diversity program, which gives a chance of people around the world to come and experience the American dream. And I came on a one-way ticket and $10,000 loan, and I came in. I rented a small studio. It was less than 500 square feet, and the rent was something ridiculous, $425, I think. And then I bought the car, which broke the next day, and then I had to go to work. So that's how the story began.
Wow, you are laying out the American dream. I mean, everybody who's an American goes through that same experience. Doesn't matter if you were born here or not. We've all had the lousy car. We've all paid the overpriced rent for the not-so-nice rental place. And we all had to get into the workforce because we like to eat. Do we not, John?
Yes, we do. And I did work two jobs for a while because I had to pay back the loan. And I kind of worked my way up and kept up with whatever the demands were in the workplace. So I'll let my wife tell her side of the story.
Yeah, Jane, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
First of all, thank you for having us on your show, Al. It's a pleasure. We were together pretty soon. I started as a nanny simply because I had to go somewhere from the airport. After arriving on a one-way ticket again, the green card program was for 10 years, but we were really in a hurry to become American citizens. So after 5 years, we were both American. And I was also in a hurry to start our family, which we had to delay due to coming to live here. Since then, I've done web development and graphic design, and I'm currently in the health field doing quality assurance.
So both of you are busy, you are focused on what you're doing for a living, but both of you realized at a certain point in your life that you had a retirement problem. All right, so here's the question that I think is sitting on everybody's mind. A little over a year ago, you guys became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I kind of know your backstory. I know that you've got very successful careers. Why join Lifestyles Unlimited? What was the catalyst that caused you to do that?
For me, the catalyst was, I guess, cumulative effect of listening to the radio show, which started around COVID time. And after a period of time, you realize you're using the wrong roadmap, and that needed to be replaced. And the only way to do that is really change your story, as Tony Robbins says. And again, realizing that even if you have a pile of money, you don't have a peace of mind, and you're looking at reduced quality of life in the long run. So for me, that was really the catalyst, the wrong roadmap.
What were you doing for investing?
For investing, we were doing the run-of-the-mill 401ks and IRAs, and I did experience some illiquid investments. I did a lot of reading. I invested in one of the largest bank failures of 2008. We're not going to name names here, but that was a long haul project. Now it's been, I don't know, 12 years and counting, but it's eventually come to fruition. So what I'm trying to do is really reallocate this capital from there into real estate, which is much more predictable and a lot less risky.
So what is it about real estate investing that caught your eye?
The real estate investing offers incredible tax benefits, which are not available to the investors in IRA or traditional 401k, which are advertised as tax-free vehicles, which they're not. They're just tax deferred. And then one beautiful morning, you owe taxes on all that, and you have things like required minimum distributions. And a depreciation in real estate is a wonderful thing. Of all the deals we have gotten into, we have a loss of about, I don't know, $140,000 for last year, which is going to protect all of the passive income that started coming in this year. And that's a wonderful thing.
You know, there are people in the audience that think that you wrote a check to the IRS for $140,000. Is that the case?
No, that is not the case. John Pryke, who is one of the, I would say, passive mentors, was talking the other day on a call that people have to realize that by investing in multifamily, they're not only acquiring passive streams of income, but they're also developing passive streams of depreciation. And depreciation is kind of a paper loss that you, it's a set aside money for maintaining your asset. However, if the life cycle of the asset is 3 to 5 years and you're moving money into the next deal, you begin to replace this asset and those losses roll forward. And they also do things like cost segregation status that you can take those passive losses up front. That really, really protects your income. You have the optionality if you wanted to take the money and run, you can pay the capital gains, which is much lower comparatively speaking to a 401k. The thing that struck me, and I never thought about this, is that one day on my IRA, I will pay income level taxes instead of capital gains. And this is really frustrating to me, Al.
Yeah, because at one point you fell victim to the same lie that everybody else in America falls victim to, that you should
100%.
Yeah, you should put your money into those government programs because the government knows better than you do. But now you know better than the government, do you not?
It's been a revelation with the six ways you make money in the real estate, the sixth being the forced appreciation in multifamily, where we have focused.
Yeah. You know, I mean, how are you doing net worth wise? Now, and the reason I ask you this question is that I know that you came to Lifestyles Unlimited with a lot of available capital. You had the ability to invest in a lot of deals right up front, and you had the ability to take that money and put it to work for you. What has been the result as far as the return on your net worth? Have you seen a significant movement in the year and a half you've been members of Lifestyles Unlimited as compared to what you used to do?
That's a good question. And if you look on a deal by deal cases, last night we had our first annual shareholder meeting on one of the deals. And this deal is doing absolutely fantastic. I think Bell showcased the deal. It's in San Antonio.
Is that Zach's deal?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. Beautiful property.
Yeah, but looking at the net operating income on this deal, where things are headed next year with the expected interest rate cut, this deal might be into the 50% gain just from the capital gain viewpoint. I mean, when we got into this deal, it retraded by, I think, $1.5 million because of the interest rate spike. And then some of our other smaller deals, we have a 16-unit deal in, again, in Texas, in Caldwell. That deal has been doing fantastic in my estimation. The capital gain on that one in less than a year has been probably over 70%, and we are 100% occupied, which is, you know, incredible.
Man, I can hear the money now. When we come back from the break, more with John and Jane. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by John and Jane. They're in the Witness Protection Program, at least our version of it, at Lifestyles Unlimited. And together, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by sharing with you information that people just don't know how to share with you because they just don't know what they don't know. Case in point, my guess, at one point, they didn't understand what they understand now about real estate investing. They were doing everything that society had taught them to do. They had the government-sponsored investment programs. They were investing in the stock market. They were doing, I mean, you guys were doing just about anything to get ahead, were you not?
Absolutely. And I'll let Annetta give her input on that. But yeah, we were doing everything by the book, as they say.
So Jane, what was wrong with doing what everyone told you to do?
Well, it was quite obvious after a couple of years. The first thing I did once I had a salary here was to open an IRA, a traditional one, and start putting my $2,000 once a year. And I ended up, after several years, having $8,000, which a year later became $4,000. I had a financial advisor. I was talking to him regularly, and I was asking what's going on. And he was shrugging his shoulders and saying, well, that's the market for you. So then, thank goodness, I have a really smart and well-educated husband financially. So we sacked the financial advisor, and he started taking care of all our IRAs and 401ks and investing and reading and investing. And that took a while, but he did very well. And at this point in time, we were thinking, we're okay, we're doing good, we're doing everything we need to do. However, we are very close to retirement age, but I don't see myself retiring. I have children who I have to put through college still, if I decide to do that, or rather, if they decide to do that. And I don't see myself retiring, because even if we have some distributions coming in, what if at some point there are no more? It's a limited amount of money, and we don't know how long we are going to live. We don't know what medical or other needs we might have. We don't know if we will need to support family overseas or our kids. Most likely we will have to. So it's again uncertainty after all these years of working and putting money aside. I'm very good at saving money. I'm not so good at making money. So there was something that was missing, and I didn't know what.
So what was it? What did you find?
I found that my mindset was wrong, to speak frankly, and that I need education. And I, fortunately, my husband came across your show and Del's show, and we realized that there's education out there which is not going to cost too much money. It's going to cost time, especially for me. It's a learning curve. But we can change that mindset even at this time in life. And this is what we're doing, what I'm doing. I think he's ahead of me in that respect.
You know, I appreciate you sharing all of that information. And here's why. There are people listening to us right now that are doing the exact same thing you used to do. They're getting the same result that you used to get. They're growing older, just like we are. And they're maybe a little frustrated with the, I'll call it a lie, I think it's a lie, that was told to us about how to retire successfully in this country. I mean, did you go through a frustration period once you realized that what you'd been doing for so many years just wasn't working?
Oh, absolutely, Al. I felt that way and that frustration after the two-day class. I mean, when you realize how very little return on your network you're getting from the whole deal, and even with that little one return, you cannot take it, you cannot use it. It's not a free cash flow. It keeps staying in the account, and when they rock the stock market, all of a sudden, what you've saved and slaved, it drops 10, 15, 20%, or even worse, as we saw with COVID. And that really, really brings out a great deal of frustration in you. And then you really start to question. I agree with you. This is absolutely, they like to talk about misinformation and disinformation. This is probably the poster child, the IRAs and the 401ks.
Yeah, I mean, you and I need to get on top of a building and scream this out to the masses.
You know, we mentioned this to our friends, and you probably have experienced that, but they give us this funny look, and with a smirk, they say, sure, yeah, of course. But people just don't believe it, and they won't try.
Why do you think they won't do it?
It's a paradigm shift. It's a mindset. Often on the radio show, I hear that when the student is ready, the teacher will show up. And as students, a lot of people are not ready. They're beholden of the incorrect belief system. And until they overcome that and open up their mind to other possibilities, there's no one that can, you know, you can take the horse to the water, but you cannot make it drink. Al, I've been through a number of corporate restructurings, and you're just a number on a spreadsheet, and they look at it and then decide, okay, from that line on, everybody must go. So they give you a pink slip. They give you maybe, if you're lucky, a month of pay, and then you're on your own. Now that we have really set us on a path of building a steady cash flow, which can replace or pay for our living expenses, that's a big chunk. We live relatively modestly. We've never had any luxury items. We drive used cars. I feel like I'm going to reach soon the point where I don't have to go and make that over 100 miles trip even once a week now, and just go to, I don't know, road trips with Lifestyles. We went to Kansas City and we had a blast there.
We met so many people that we could easily talk to. They were friendly. They were ready to answer all our questions, some of which were personal. And we learned that there is such a thing as a community of real estate investors, which we can share in, and we can exchange now phone calls, emails, and meet again at the next event, which we are planning to do, by the way. I can't wait to go to Expo and meet more people.
I will tell you, Expo this year, it's going to blow you away. It is really going to blow you away. I've been kind of privy to some of the planning that's been going on in the back room, so to speak. And they're going to – now, you guys went to Expo last year, did you not?
No, we didn't have the chance, unfortunately.
Oh, you didn't get a chance to go.
A little too late.
Okay. Well, not a problem.
In March,
Well, had you gone, you would have had a wonderful experience. But here's the takeaway. When you go this year, it's going to be better than it was last year. So the new standard is what you guys are going to experience. And there's going to be like 5,000 people that are just like us, that are walking around looking to meet other people. It's going to be that Kansas City Midwest Summit that we put on steroids. It is going to blow you away. I hope you are ready for having one heck of a great time, as well as learning a lot.
Oh, by all means.
I can't wait.
Is there anything in particular that you're really interested in attending while you're at Expo? Is there a particular class, or is it just the social? What is it that's driving you to get to Expo this year?
I think for me, it's to meet some of the leads in person, and perhaps even before the Expo, go visit some of the properties that we're invested in that area, in Irving and Dallas-Fort Worth in general, like Arlington, etc. So it's going to be good. And go on the bus tour with Dell. We're on the platinum tickets, which are now over. But that's what's in it for me.
That's awesome. You guys are going to get the full boat experience. I mean, you bought the VIP passes. You're going to do everything. And having done what you're about to do, I'm sitting here all elated and goosey because I can't sit still. I just want to tell you about everything that you're going to experience at Expo, but we just don't have enough time on this radio show to do that. So let me switch gears on you guys, and let me ask you about your family. What has real estate investing done for your family?
I think it has given us an extra layer of protection and security with now passive income, which is expected to increase. And I'm not going to even mention the expected capital gains that we are planning to roll over into new deals as these deals mature. The one thing, though, philosophically for me is now, because we have taught the kids, you know, go to school, get good grades, get a job, contribute to the 401k. How do we undo all of that? But certainly the real estate investing has provided this additional layer of protection. And why not completely transition out of our full-time jobs?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to convince your kids that this real estate stuff is working is just to bring them into the fold, break out the books, and show them the results. Show them what you've been able to achieve over the last year and a half. Show them what you're about ready to achieve. And you know what? Bring them to Expo with you. You should bring them to Expo with you. They're going to have a blast.
Yeah, we have to look into that. There is still school and all that, so we'll see.
Are you guys aware of Lifestyles Unlimited's motto where we say retire in 5 years or less? Have you guys heard that?
I have. Yeah, we are.
Is it going to take the whole 5 years, or are you going to get it done sooner?
Well, we have heard about the Deuces. I know Dell gets worked up with that.
He does. I'm a member of the Deuces myself. So, yeah, he doesn't like it when we flash our Deuces sign, but we're pretty excited that we got it done in 2 years. Are you guys on track to be part of the Deuces Club?
We're not in a hurry. To us, the more important thing is to do it right and probably with measured pace. But if it happens sooner, we would welcome it.
I will tell you, when it happens, when you realize you're real estate retired, the whole world completely changes. If you want to do what John and Jane are doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.